as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
Welcome to The Sessions at Midori House. I'm Andrew Muller. Our guest this week is Luke Haynes. In recent years, the prolific songwriter has released a series of concept albums focusing on such subjects as professional wrestling, nuclear bunkers, New York punk rock, and musical fauna. However, Luke's new album, Smash the System, embraces more disparate concerns, including, but by no means limited to, the incredible string band, the occult potence of Morris dancing, and the search for Ulrich Meinhof's brain.
Are you mad? Are you mad like Uncle Terry? Or are you mad like Mum? Flapping like a flip-flop as your stitches come undone. Are you mad? 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 Is you bothering low level? And at best you're just a pest. To fishing drains for old bird's hair to feather your mad nest. Are you mad? 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 And I wonder who's winning the darts. Is it Eric or Bobby George? Are you mad? Are your best years behind you? Do you shake like pots and pans? Have a rummage in the freezer, love. Are you fucking mad? Are you 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 mad? Spaghetti hoops, spaghetti hoops. Alphabet spaghetti. Are you mad?
Luke Haynes, welcome to The Sessions at Midori House.
Thank you.
Listening to your new album, I was reminded of a conversation we had many years ago, which you may or may not recall, in which you said something about how, while it may be the case that English decline was pretty much your only subject, it was a very big subject. I wanted to return to that this year of all years. Are you still trying to keep up with it from an artist's point of view, or have you just abandoned ship at this point?
I think I've pretty much abandoned ship, I would say. Obviously it's not about... Obviously with kind of the events of the summer or something like that, you could surmise that if you took the title of the album, Smash the System, seriously, and it's not meant to be taken that seriously, because after all, I'm a 49-year-old man and I have no intention of sort of going out with my whatever, you know, my cricket bat and that knocking a policeman's hat off at this point.
It would lack a certain dignity
dignity, it's true. But it's more of a kind of the Smash the System is more kind of that Smash the Interior System of your kind of the inner workings of your mind, if you like. It's an interior smashing of the system.
And yet it is not actually a concept album as such after a long run of actual concept albums.
No, it's not. I mean, people have said, in the reviews, people have said it's kind of me talking about the 70s. And actually, weirdly enough, it's the least 70s album I've done. Because there's the track Ulrich Meinhof's Brain is Missing is about something that happened in the 90s. There's a track called Vince Taylor, which is about the 50s rock and roll star. There's a track about the Incredible String Band, which is about the 60s band, the Incredible String Band. And Mark Bolan, obviously, although it's actually not about Mark Bolan. Sorry, I'm emphatically tapping the table there.
It is not a 70s album.
So I've covered most decades apart from the 70s, pretty much.
But that said, though it's not actually a concept album as such, were there any, I guess, recurring themes that occurred to you either during or indeed after you'd finished the record? Because I find it's often the case talking to people about books they've written or records they've made, and you've done both, that they don't really fully understand what it was about until after they've finished it.
No, I didn't really realise the last album I made called British Nuclear Bunkers was actually kind of like a wordless blood on the tracks. so this has kind of got an occult kind of theme going through it, I think. It's about sort of, I think it's about rejecting reality, which is maybe my response to this year. This is a song called Bomber Jacket. It's about buying a bomber jacket.
Saturday afternoon, I bought a bomber jacket. Beautiful afternoon, beautiful bomber jacket. Burnt myself on the grass, caught myself in the stingers, caught myself in the glass, gazing in a car wing mirror. Kids are often spiteful, kids are often cruel. Don't you ever be mean to me, don't you ever be cruel. Saturday afternoon, I bought a bomber jacket. Beautiful afternoon, beautiful bomber jacket. Anarchy sign on my back, runes going down my sleeve. Some town punk says, are you a hippie, mate? Do you support C&D? Saturday afternoon, I bought a bomber jacket. Beautiful afternoon, beautiful bomber jacket.
I did want to ask about the occult tropes that do appear on the record. The cover art in particular and the video for the title track, we address your conflicted feelings about Morris Men.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as you know, we worked together on a record called the North Sea... Well, more of a kind of extravaganza than a record.
A farrago, I prefer to think of it.
Yeah. But so there was a song that was kind of... there was a kind of fantasy about marauding Morris Men on that album, which I mean maybe really what's happened is the marauding Morris Men are actually sort of 52%, you know. they may well be the marauding Morris Men.
But you did work with the Morris Men on the video.
Did
they maraud?
They did, actually. Yeah, they were marauded through the pubs of the East End, and they were very good. They were top Morris Men, the Blackheath Morris Men, who have a history as being the world's first and only psychedelic Morris troupe from 1969. Also were the Morris Men that apparently were the Olympics opening ceremony. So they are the most famous Morris Men.
So they've gone from the Olympics opening ceremony to a Luke Haynes video. It's all been uphill, hasn't it?
All the way up, yeah.
When you're writing songs now, and you have written a lot, and you've made a lot of records, have you got to the point of being... I guess, entirely relaxed with your recurring tropes and themes, or do you ever get to a point of discarding things because you think it's too much a Luke Haynes song? I mean, this occurred to me with the opening track on the album, because if you were to launch a competition where you just print a song title and say, guess who wrote this?
Yeah.
If the question is Ulrich Meinhof's brain is missing, there's only going to be one answer to that.
Yeah, sure. Noel Gallagher. it doesn't really concern me whether my songs are too much like myself, because I think that's probably a good thing, ultimately, that I've got a recognisable style.
Well, there is that. I mean, I think if I was asked to guess who wrote a song called Ulrich Meinhof's Brain is Missing, my first guess would be Luke Haynes. That would also be my last guess.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Other than Noel Gallagher, obviously.
Yeah.
I did want to ask as well, while you're here, about the non-music writing you've been doing, because you've done a few books now, and you've been writing the occasional record review, and you're doing a column now for
Record record collector,
For record collector. So, so welcome to the fraternity of music journalists. Yeah. Do you regard that as, especially the music criticism, as an entirely separate pursuit? Or do you end up thinking about the music you make in different ways from writing about other people?
Well, I don't regard myself as a music journalist. I regard myself as someone who writes the... whatever, out of rock and roll. insert expletive. Which I don't think most music journalists do, and they're not really allowed to, I guess. And the record collector thing, I mean, I'm allowed to... basically, I just write 1,000 words with no kind of discussion with the editor on what it's about and send it in, and they do nothing to it other than sort out the grammar a little bit, which I'm eternally grateful for. So I think people who've made rock and roll... can write really well about rock and roll. And I almost think it's, although many musicians are kind of probably err on the illiterate, I think if you can string a few sentences together pretty well, then that writing can be better than people who haven't really experienced rock and roll full on. I'm Luke Haynes. This song is called Smash the System.
Let's go down to the riot, it's summertime. Now's the time to smash the system. Smash the system. Roll up a number, let's have a number. Let's have an adventure on the escalator. And smash the system. And smash the system. Do you like the monkeys? I like the monkeys. Let's go down to the riot, it's summertime, and now's the time to smash the system. Smash the system. You're right, I'm wrong, it's a doubt. Let's have an adventure on the escalator and smash the system. And smash the system. And listen to the Velvet Underground. Listen to the Velvet Underground. Smash the system. And smash the system. And Davy Jones sings. Davy Jones sings. Let's go down to the riot, it's summertime, and now's the time to smash the system. Smash the system. Let's go down to the riot, it's summertime, and now's the time to smash the system. Smash the system.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. Today's guest was Luke Haynes. His new album, Smash the System, is available now from Cherry Red Records. Further details may be had from www.lukehaynes.co.uk. Join us again at the same time next week for live music from Crystal Fighters. But for the time being, I've been Andrew Muller. Thanks very much for tuning in.
Smash the system, smash the system.